The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
So, Tim, we're actually in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
But we're still in Dustin's basement.
It's interesting the way that works.
It is amazing how that works. It's the way technology is today. Kind of like with the internet, you can do anything.
It's the live delayed podcast.
Something like that. Yes. And today's episode, this is going to be fun because we get this question all the time. Tell me about your senior leadership team. We call it the senior management team.
What's that look like? How's it structured?
Yeah.
When do they meet?
And so we're going to do that today. But part of today's show too is we're also going to be focusing on our leaders.
Our leaders?
Yeah. You and me.
Okay.
Since I kind of report to you, you're my leader.
Okay.
We're gonna delve into that a little bit. And then our leader,
Mark Beeson.
Mark Beeson. We're going to talk about that too a little bit.
Okay.
So today's show, it's all about leadership, really. And I think this will be a lot of fun. You're listening to the Simply Strategic Show. We'll be back in a few moments.
We see it in the darkest place, 'cause love isn't your powerful name. We shine the light of beauty and grace. We're living in the name that can save.
I'm up.
That was your cue.
That was my cue. Thanks, Dustin.
When he points at you, that's when you start talking.
That's when I'm supposed to talk?
Yep.
All right. We got a new segment here today.
A new segment. You did a new segment last time.
I know.
I didn't know anything about it, and you're doing it again.
I know.
I'm planning the next one.
You don't know anything about this. Well, see, I'm recalling a few episodes back when you did, what was the name of that segment?
Something about Stump the Genius, that one?
Nope. Yeah, that
oh,
one.
Oh, that one. That one. Okay.
Yeah, Stump the Genius.
Yep.
That was something.
I was the stumper. You were the genius. It was
fun. Yeah, that was debatable. But this one, this is going to be quite fun because we're talking about our leaders today.
Okay.
And you're my leader. So what we're going to do, this episode or segment is called Psychoanalyze the Boss.
Huh.
This is going to be fun. You're familiar with word association, aren't you?
Yes.
You know, where someone says a word and then the other person just...
First thing that comes to your mind.
Yeah. So kind of go into your meditative state, Tim.
All right. That's not what it looks like for me.
Are you freeing your brain?
Yeah, my brain's free.
Okay. I have a list of words here. I want you just to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
And what are you going to do with this information?
I'm going to psychoanalyze you.
Okay. Because you're well trained for that. All right.
Are we ready?
I'm game.
Okay. We'll start with some easy ones.
First thing that pops into my mind.
First thing that pops in your mind.
All right. Here we go.
Faith.
Beautiful.
Laughter.
Faith.
Movies.
I love them.
Iowa.
The Promised Land.
Burrito.
Very good.
Ear infection.
Painful.
Oprah.
Stupid.
Percolate.
Coffee.
Gazelle.
Leap. Did you like those hand motions?
Very good. Infudation.
Tomorrow.
You have no idea what that word means. Walmart.
Look it up. Walmart. Cheap.
Pantene.
Drink.
Bubblicious.
Gum.
Tambourine.
Pentecostal.
Bark lounger.
Recline.
Okay. Mamby pamby.
Sissy.
All right, Tim, what this suggests.
you've already taken time to analyze the results?
Yes, I have.
All right.
You.
And you've pre-typed them?
You.
All right, go ahead.
You are a man of...
That's good. You're good so far.
Yeah. Of profound wisdom and intellect.
I'll go with that.
And you're focused on your wife. You have a very positive relationship with your wife. And
I agree with that.
You have a fetish with burritos from Taco Bell.
That's true. Everything's true so far.
That's my psychoanalysis.
Cool.
And that's what makes you just a fantastic boss, Tim.
Well, thank you.
There you go.
And tomorrow, which also means infudacious.
Infudation. Actually, you should know that term because you want to avoid infudation.
I avoid it all the time. I always think about today, not tomorrow.
Infeudation is the granting of tithes to laymen.
See? But it's not always today. It could be tomorrow. I was right.
I guess so. All right. I'm Tony. I've psychoanalyzed Tim, and you're listening to The Simply Strategic Show. We are yours. We are yours. Oh, he's pointing to us again.
Thumbs up. I was playing with my styrofoam microphone.
Okay. So today we're talking about leadership at Granger Community Church. We have, we call it the senior management team. It's the staff pastoral leadership team at our church, and we get questions about this group all the time. You want to start talking about who that group is?
Absolutely. Tony, you're on the senior management team.
And, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, it's our present reality, and we're pretty happy about it.
Okay. Yeah. My role is pastor of administrative services.
And cheerleader for wiredchurches.com.
And student ministry leader.
You are the student. Have
That's
we told
right.
people that yet?
I don't know if we have or not.
You are the student ministry, what should we call you? The
czar.
Great wise one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll stick with that.
Yeah.
All right. Mark Beeson's our senior pastor. He's on the senior management team. Rob Wegner is our pastor of Life Mission and handles our ministry outreach both locally in South Bend and globally as well.
Does quite a bit of teaching, especially at our midweek service.
Exactly.
Services.
He's on the platform teaching probably next to Mark the most.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Waltz is our pastor of Connections and oversees all of our on-campus volunteer First Impressions Ministries, as well as small groups and connections through relationships in that way. And then Butch Whitmire is our pastor of Creative Arts, and he oversees all of the arts and the programming of the weekend services and the Thursday night services and other opportunities throughout the year.
Did you mention that you're on the team?
I don't know if I did or not. I'm on the team as well.
Tim's on the team. He's the executive pastor. Tim... All of the staff on our church kind of report through Tim. He leads our staff team. He also he's the guy that's looking into the future and helping us with our long-term strategic planning and campus development and a number of other areas like that. Adam, what else does Tim do?
Adam's having a I don't know what.
Adam works for you, at least for this minute. He does.
He does. He's in our studio audience today. I don't know why he had a pillow over his face. We'll figure that out.
Apparently,
afterwards.
You have other roles that I don't know about, so I don't know.
Evidently.
So those are the six guys on that team. Do you now? How in the world was that team put together? Is it because they're in the positions they're in, or how did that happen?
Yeah, we were, and this team has changed over the years, but I think it's probably been 8 or 10 years that we've had a senior management team, something like that. And we were looking for people that had not only specialty gifts in their area, but also people, because we talk about a ton of stuff in there, mm-hmm. and a lot of things that are outside of their particular area. So we were looking for leaders who had big picture kind of vision, who weren't just a specialist in their specific area, but also could help lead the entire church as a whole. And every ministry, everything that we do at GCC goes through one of these six people.
Now, there's this team, but there's also a lay board. And what's the distinction? We call it administrative council. That's kind of United Methodist lingo, but it's kind of like our board of directors, I guess.
Yeah.
And how does that leadership team differ from this leadership team that we're talking about today?
The senior management team is responsible for setting the direction of the ministry and kind of deciding what our next steps are and taking those steps. The administrative council is there to, as an accountability, to make sure that we are on mission. And so they're kind of the biggest champions, the biggest flag wavers of the mission, vision, and values of the church. And also they're legally the body that's signing legal documents and an example, because we just did this in a recent meeting, as we are kind of setting the agenda for the year and saying this is the direction we're going and this is the type of budget it will require, this is the type of staff it will require, they're kind of checks and balance, and mm-hmm. We run that stuff by them before that stuff gets put into action.
Right.
And they help us with that.
So going back to the senior management team then, the group of six pastors, how often is that group meeting?
They meet, we meet once a week, most often. There are times when there's exceptions to that, but we are typically meeting on Wednesday mornings from 8 to 11. And that's, we really focus on not micromanaging, so we're not getting down into the nitty-gritty because we've got great people on the team that can do that. We are kind of staying above, and we're planning, for example, what we talked about last week with the, or 2 weeks ago with the focus on five, mm-hmm. is, you know, we're at that level talking about how do we get people from here to there and how do we work that through the entire organization. And occasionally we're tackling issues with personnel or with ministries where we've got fires we got to put out, and we've got to kind of all jump in and put our pool our brain power together to be able to get through a problem and solve something.
Yeah. I mean, one of the focuses at Granger is the weekend experience. And so we do spend quite a bit of time talking about future weekends.
Exactly.
And kind of starting the brainstorming process of what topics do we need to cover, and then how are we going to package the next weekend series so that hopefully we can get as many people there as possible yeah. to hear the biblical messages. So it's your, as you've suggested, it's kind of the more of the big picture topics than the day-to-day decisions that have to be made.
Yeah, and in that example, we're not talking about this week's or next week's service. That's
right.
That's already way past us, and that's been passed on to people that are pulling that off. We're talking about a month or two or 4 months out and what that's going to look like from a big picture standpoint, because then once we kind of have the details of that, then we pass that along and let people carry that out.
As you look back through the years, Tim, that the team has changed, the makeup of the team has changed, and just the way that team kind of operates and leads have changed as well. And what would you say are some of the significant differences of how that team has evolved over the last few years?
I think as time has gone on, we have let more of the details go, mm-hmm. and as we've gotten people on the team that are great in their areas, we've let them do what we've hired them to do,
mm-hmm.
and so. You know, when I say we don't micromanage at that group, I don't think that was always true.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed how we've driven. It didn't used to be so agenda driven, and now it is. And that those agenda items come to me. So if you know you or Mark Waltz has something, boy, let's talk about this. That'll come to me, and I'll just make sure. Boy, is this something we can handle offline, or do we really need to take our time with all six of us there?
And that's a good point too. You in the executive pastor role are the one that's kind of outlining the topics that will be covered in those meetings, and I'm sure you do that in consultation with Mark or senior pastor, but you're kind of putting that framework together for the conversation that will take place later, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, that's a little bit about our senior management team, and we're kind of focusing on leadership today, and so I thought it would be good, Tim, if we kind of wrap this show looking at our leader,
Mark Beeson.
Okay. So how does the announcer guy say it? Turn down the lights, slow down the music.
Is this an intimate moments section?
We're going to do intimate moments.
Time to turn down the lights. Light a candle. Burn some incense. You're listening to Intimate Moments with the bald and beautiful Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
All right, Tim, we love this segment. It's Intimate Moments, and I thought we would get real intimate today as it relates to our leader, Mark Beeson, senior pastor, Granger Community Church, founder of the church, still senior pastor, Dr. R. Mark Beeson.
Still a young senior pastor.
He is. He planted the church back in 86. We're celebrating 20 years of ministry this year, and I thought it'd be fun to look back in times. Spin back the clock and kind of talk about our first interactions with Mark Beeson. Do you remember the first time you met him?
Met him personally?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah. I mean, you probably, because you were going to the church, right?
I attended the church the first time with a buddy of mine who was considering coming on staff.
Okay.
And so I attended with him at the theater probably in 92 or early 93. And that was the first time I saw Mark Beeson.
Now, when do you remember the first conversation you had with him?
I think that service, because, you know, there's only a couple hundred people there. I think that service, I think I said hey to him afterwards, and my friend who was there interviewing with him introduced me. And
do you remember what profound words of wisdom he had?
I do. I remember he said, and it was either this at this point or it was maybe the next time when Faith was with me. I don't recall. But I remember him saying, because he knew or asked or whatever, we were plugged into our own church. Yeah. And I remember him kind of saying, you know, there's all kinds of churches for all kinds of people, and it's okay if you stay there, and that's great. And yeah. I remember being a little surprised by that, because it seems like pastors had always come across to me as a little more competitive and like, right. Let me tell you why this church is the place you should be.
Especially since he was in the process of really launching the church at that time, you would expect he'd be trying to get as many people as he could.
Exactly.
Right. My first interaction with Mark Beeson, Bob Evans. Bob Evans Restaurant.
Bob Evans.
Yeah.
That was the jingle song.
Down on the farm.
Down on the farm.
I was hoping you'd sing the next line as well.
Well, I just didn't know. I saw the look in your eyes, and I wasn't sure if I should proceed.
But, for me, I had been our family had been attending the church, but I had never had a conversation with Mark.
So this was after our encounter on my front doorstep.
Exactly. Okay. So, yeah, we started attending the church. We got plugged into your small group and got involved in small group ministry and other things happening at the church. And then you and I started talking about job possibilities. And so, actually, my first conversation with Mark was over Bob Evans' breakfast with you and Mark and me talking about whether or not I should consider joining the staff team at Granger.
Do I recall... Two things I recall about this.
Mm-hmm.
One is you were in a very nice suit.
That's when I was still wearing suits every day.
With a nice tie.
Yeah.
And the second thing is I think we could not meet in your former hometown.
Yeah.
Because you were the city administrator of this hometown.
People knew who I was. And yeah. I was on the front page of the newspaper for a while.
You're like
there.
A celebrity.
In Niles, Michigan.
So we had to like hide your celebrityness. Go to another town to have this incognito
meeting.
So
it wasn't a Niles Bob Evans. It was some other secret Bob Evans.
We can't tell people even now.
Even now. Highly secretive. Do you still take prospective new staff members to Bob Evans? I'm just curious. Because I was pretty impressed with the quality of dining experience that you subjected me to.
I don't recall. Well, as far as I know, that was the last time I ate at Bob Evans. It may be because like I wanted to keep the memory pure.
Yeah.
I didn't want to soil it with some other meeting.
I was pretty impressed with the way you guys splurged on me.
Did we buy you something really, really good?
I think I had, if I remember right, biscuits and gravy.
That's a good memory, Tony. That was 8 years ago.
All right. Well, that was intimate moments. I think that was a little bit more information that people really needed.
We should probably stop there.
We should probably stop right there. We'll be back in a few moments.
If something's very strange here. Lost all desire. The comfort we create to prove we're something.
How did the jingle go again, Tim? The Bob Evans jingle?
I think we should get you to sing something.
I'm not going to sing.
Maybe just something.
I can't sing.
How about the Menard song?
What's the Menard song? How does that go?
You're trying to get me to sing again.
Now, all of a sudden, the studio audience is starting to sing.
Sing the favorite, your favorite phrase from you and Emily's love song.
I don't think so, Tim.
All right, next time we'll get you to sing.
I'm Tony. I'm here with Tim, who is he has a beautiful voice, and you've been listening to
Down on the farm.
I knew we could do it. You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show. We'll be back with you next week.
You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, visit wiredchurches.com. Copyright 2006.